Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Discover an abundance of life, 657 AM.
You can send just as many WhatsApps as you can and voice notes. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699, 012-333-8699. Now, deliverance is also when the Father protects us from those who attack us, you know. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 37, Jabu, let me bring this to you. Moreover, David said, the Lord, which means, it should say, Yahuwah, who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and may Yahuwah be with you. May Elohim be with you. From the giants, problems, evils, dangers that surround us, we start to realize in 1 John 4:4, we start to realize that, that deliverance is that. Jabu?
Yes, my friend. It's deliverance, you know, when God guarantees us the victory over the enemy. In spite of, you know, how really the enemy can press us, but the Lord guarantees us the victory. So just like you are making an example, also a very powerful example about also the how God rescued him in the hand of the Philistines, or the Philistine warrior, Goliath. But what I love about this story is really like how God showed up, because even the apparel of Saul that Saul was trying to give to David, it could not fit, which was a sign that sometimes the apparels of men that are given to us to protect us or to serve as the means to rescue us, you know, they are not fit to really play the role. That is why we need God's apparel. We need God's clothing. We need Christ to be our garment of salvation so that you can be free from the hand of the enemy. So we see David becoming victorious with just
slingshot.
I remember, you know, when I was still like at home, we used to actually play this, to play in Amalengis. And it was a very dangerous thing in Amalengis. You could undermine it, but it's very dangerous.
Very.
So God uses such a despised thing to bring victory to Israel over the Philistines.
To shame
who
the
had
powerful.
Tormented, who had tormented Israel for a long time, you know, and they were terrified. They were scared. Even Saul the king was scared of the Philistines. But just a young boy, full of God, full of God's power, full of God's, you know, anointing and God's victory, you know. Not all the armies, actually all the weaponry of the army of Israel, but just even he said that I do not come with all the shields and the spears, but I come in the name of the Lord. You know, so that is where we see God's power to deliver. So also we should know that when we are facing the enemy, we don't need the things of man. Like as my brother Sipho was saying, no water was given to me. But God's name, you know, Yahashua's name was free. That's the powerful name. That is a powerful other name that every knee bows and every tongue confesses.
Hallelujah.
When we approach the enemy in that name, we are guaranteed victory. And that is deliverance. That is guaranteed to us.
Hallelujah. And you can send us as many WhatsApps about this. We need to hear from you as to what you say about this. It's 082-657-2729. And you can drop us also a voice note on the WhatsApp. Otherwise, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
Let's listen to Mamsi Melane.
Dumelang baruti ba ka ka dina la Jesu wa se Nazareth ke mamusi Melane wa Mulangavile extension 80 ke a leboga topic ya lehono nna bo phileng jwa ka kile ka re ke kulebelela ni sira siri sin rema ka slepe mo hlogong ke tikhieletse ka kamoreng ka bulela mantshu mo la go Isaiah 54 from over 17 mo modimo a bulela gore ga gona se sebetsa se sebetse gore na se o phumelela ka kwa sira se go eletsa ke fetse o bitsa mantshu ao ke re modimo ke nna lwene le khono modimo ke nna lwene ga gona mo nka tswa gore wene le ntjula gago ga gona sebetsa se sebetse gore na se o phumelela sira sa go eletsa sa re bula munyako slepe ke se beile fase nka se go bulae ga ke bula munyako mmbaruti baka ka khwetsa ka nnete slepe se beile fase ka khwetsa deliverance e tswa go modimo re a mleboga modimo le khone ka lena la Jesu wa se Nazareta amen
amen. He protects us at all times. He keeps us safe. He keeps us sound. Mpo, what are you saying?
Dumela, Pastor Ray, le Pastor Jabu, le Brother Sipo. Ke le dumedisa ka lebitso le le matla la Jesu Kriste, mopholosi wa ka, o a ntshwetseng ka sefapanong. Ke a leboga ka setlhogo se le buang ka sona deliverance, the real deliverance ya Ntate Modimo. Se nka se buang ka gore nna I was less fortunate gore e re ke ithute kereke ke state ka tse ba di bitsang di-deliverance. And-e ke ne dilemo but ntho e nkareng ke experience-itse ka gore deliverance ministries di ruta hatred. You cannot forgive a person because o rutwe gore you must fight that person. Gore ha motho a ka go etsetsa mistake ora, let's say motho a go utswetsa. Yes, go botlhoko go utswediwa. But it's not for us gore re nke re lwantshe batho bao. Or you know what? Ki loho fastela, ki ho rapella, ki ho skatara. Hona le this thing ya, bazalana bawaza nang di deliverance ministries, bara di skata yu, gadi midnight. Kanen sa kote skata, take back your things, skata.
Yo.
Na, dilemo zeke kening deliverance ministries kazon. I regret, but I thank God gore ke ile ka repenta ka kopanta dimodimo tswarelo ka thola kereke e leng gore e ruta lentswe ke rutwa mohawe ntate modimo ke rutwa lerato la ntate modimo ke rutwa gore batho motho ha go etseditse phoso forgive allow God gore are yena vengeance is his. So ko deliverance nkwa gona le this thing ya gore we take things by force.
Yeah.
You scatter everything e leng gore tla along your way. You scatter. So ene go botlhoko ka re o scatter gore you scatter everything. You scatter le tse e leng gore Modimo is training you. Ha o ntse o tsamaya in a wilderness trying gore a re o builder your character, you fight those things. Ke dithuto tsa di-deliverance ministries. Ke a leboga ntate Modimo a letlhogonolofatse ke mme Mpho Movale. Bye bye.
Thank you, Mempo. Yeah, no, it's shocking to hear what is happening in these deliverance ministries. They scatter. They shatter. They take by force. And that's Gentini. Lot says, hi, in Psalms 34, verses 4, the Bible says that I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. God delivered me from all the fears that were tormenting me. Thanks, my brothers, for encouraging us, and may God bless you. When we are praising God and giving glory to God, and when we are preaching the right doctrine, God himself will do the deliverance in our churches. Thanks, my brothers. Rita says, Ray, as a young child groomed in the house of witchcraft, I one day ran into a church where the prayers of God's faithful under the power of the Holy Spirit at once delivered me. All the glory to Jesus Christ. May God deliver us from our three above mentioned enemies, according to 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 6 to 7. Thank you, Rita. So, Sawubona Dumela, hi. Hi, Dumela.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, how are you, ma'am?
I'm well, thank you. I'm listening to your program.
Thank you.
I'm hearing it here actually for the first time, but it's okay.
Welcome.
I want to share my experience of the deliverance. Churches,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
One thing I learned about it, I also was in those churches, like the lady who just called in now.
Mm.
And my experience with it was that you live your life fighting the devil with your own strength.
Mm.
So you don't live your life trusting God to fight for you.
Mm.
You live your life fighting the devil with your own strength. Because it's like every day, how are you getting? Now, do we have the power to fight the devil? We don't.
We don't.
We don't. It's only our Father in heaven, mm. you know, in Christ Jesus, who can fight the battle for us. You see?
Mm.
So, and another thing is that, as the lady was saying, when they say by fire, by force, I also learned that word, what it means.
Mm.
recently in another radio station.
Tell me.
I realized that actually you're fighting demons with demons.
Sure.
Yeah. It can be very daunting. It can be very tiring. I attended the church. There were some good lessons. I won't lie about it.
Mm.
I learned quite a lot from it. But I think that part of deliverance, I know it's not godly. It's not in the word of God. And secondly, as the lady was saying, you don't forgive people, you fight back.
Yeah.
You don't forgive, you fight back, because they say, fire, fire, whatever. Now, the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's.
Yes.
But I want to say that the true deliverance is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Because when you're accepting Jesus, the word of God says you become a son of God. It means you are no longer in the kingdom of darkness. So that is complete deliverance.
Yes.
But it's true. You go there at some stage, you realize, no. Actually, here, every day I have to fight the devil. I call now. It's a tough one. Every table to talk at 12 o'clock and pray. If you don't pray, the devil is there. Like, I have to watch myself 24 hours. So, kingela mudimu musivisi mo.
Yeah, no, kiaut.
Do you understand? Because my life is in the hands of God.
Mm.
And if I put my life in the hands of God, God, who protects us when we are asleep, you know, He's the one who protects us. But yes, it's true. Once you come to understand that, I also decided to leave the church. Nothing really chased me away. I just felt I can cut it loose and leave that time.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I know. It's too much. It's too much. Yo, it's too much. Wow, thank you so much.
It can be very emotionally costly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I hear you quite well. Thank you so much for the experience and the sharing.
Thank you.
All right, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Bye-bye. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Deliverance. What it is even all about. These days, do we check the word as to what it says? Hello there, hi.
Ashe.
Ashe, mama. Hallelujah.
Dilo tso o thumile mo bua ka tsone. Ko re ntate na o na bua ka nna. Jone ke a khona gore ke tlhalose gore ntate ke tsile mo dikoloing di matha, ke tshaiswa ke dikoloi.
Yo.
Ke tlhoka dijo. Bathi fela Modimo la nthusa haholo. Ke le ka khona o thusetsa ke tshwarella mo moreneng. Ke phitlhela le ka jeno. Jwale dilo tse tlhagang ka jeko go na le phuthego re founetseng go tseno ga e re founela e re re tle re tshwanetse go tlo rapelelwa gobane re na le dira tse ngata batho ba re tshega bophelo ba rona ga bo kopana bo tlhakang o ka re ga sena mokeresete
aka
ne ke re ke a ya fela go a tloga dintsi mo bophelong ba ka gore kwa founele ke re ntate ga re di rapele ka gore le nna ke yo mongwe ya tshileng ya tsamaisang lentse kore ke gasa teng ka etsagala gore ke tlo tseya dilo tse gantsi di ka se bereke di kopane
ei banna yo
jone ke boga gore ko tronkong petrosi o la re gantshiwa ke lengeloi la Modimo
ya
a lokolla matsogo le maoto gore tswaya o tsamaye ke moo Modimo a ile a bontsha deliverance ya gage ko Petros ko Peter Peter ga e le kokota kokotela baruti Roda a re kutlwile lentswe la Peter utlwile utlwile ntate ke a leboga.
Thank you so much, mama. Blessings to you.
God bless, Papa.
Thank you. We're taking your calls. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699. Hey, yeah, yeah. People are hearing quite a lot of things here. Hey, yeah, quite a lot of things. Quite a lot of things. Let's hear what you say. And of course, I said I would play the song by Hle. The name of the song is You Are.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer at radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store. Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hey, Gugu.
How are you, my brother?
Very well. How are you?
Thank you. And you?
Welcome to the show. Welcome.
Oh, okay, brother. I would love to talk about God the Deliverer. Yes, I know him delivering me from HIV positivity. Yeah, I was taking tablets from 2008, and now I'm 5 years, because it is since 2015 when God delivered me.
Yes.
Yeah, he is the only deliverer. I don't think there is like something like Ruthie who can just say, it's a deliverance service or something. Because yeah. Deliverer is actually from heaven, yeah. Not from anywhere else.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely, Papa.
Wow, I agree. Thank you so much, Gugu. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Bless you too. Bye-bye. That is good, good there. We're still taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this very issue. We're talking about deliverance. Yeah, the truth about it. Hello there, hi.
Hello, my brother, Brother Ray.
Hey, Pudwami, Soweto.
Ngiyakubulisa, my brother, Soweto White City, my brother.
Hey, ngiyasaba ukuthi bengise White City phela last week. Ngithi, hey, kube ngishilo, yazi mfo. Wazi, ya, sahlangana kwaba mnandi, yazi. Eish, man, yazi.
As long as you have White City, manje ukuthi nangelinye ilanga noma ngidlulile emhlabeni uzozongcwaba lapha.
Hayi, White City ngiyayazi, mngani wami.
Okay. Hey, deliverance, brother. Hey, yaqala ngathi sasiphilile emhlabeni. Sasifana nabantu abaphakathi kwe-dustbin epicked up.
Eish.
UNkulunkulu wasithola lapho, wasikhipha, wasiklina, brother Ray. Lokho esiyiko manje ngenxa kaJesu Christ, my brother.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And deliverance ukusindisa futhi babantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
Ngempela.
Ngoba uJesu Kristu uyasipromisa ukuthi thethani zonke izono, noma zibovu izono zenzi, zifana negazi, zizoba mhlophe njengeqobra lori. Ngisakhuluma la kuvuka iHubo 32 verse 1, lapho uDavide athi, ubusisiwe osiphambeko sakhe sithethelele.
Yeah.
Osono sakhe sisibekelwe.
Ngempela.
Yeah, uSathane sengenile emabandleni lapho uthola abanye abantu abasaphila ngamanga, brother Ray. They need a deliverance from Jesus Christ.
Yes.
To stop living a lie. And walk openly in the truth and speak truth, the truth in love.
Yeah.
Deliverance ukwazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu wethu asingamhlanganisi nama idols.
Ngempela.
Ngoba thina sicabanga ukuthi i-idols maybe iyithixo ukuguxa. I-idols namhlanje thina ngokwethu sinama-idols. Uthole ukuthi umuntu loyo uyamkhothamela ngoba eyibhosi, ucabanga ukuthi uyokuphilisayo kanti uphikisa uNkulunkulu. Ya, siyabakhothamela abantu. Ngikhumbula lapho uJesu ku-Matthew 4 verse 10 elilingwa uSathane. UJesu uphendula ukuthi Sathane, kulotshiwe ukuthi wakhulekela enkosini uNkulunkulu wakho, umkhonze yena yedwa, brother.
Ya.
So, singamhlanganisi uNkulunkulu nezinye izinto, brother. Yeah. Deliverance is to renounce all spirit guides assigned to us.
And horoscopes.
And horoscope, my brother.
Hey.
And horoscopes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nokuthinta ezinye izinto so sicabanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu lezo zinto akakwazi kusiza kuzo.
Eh, uthola umuntu bathi uhambile uyephi, abafuni ukukutshela bathi no. Hayi, ithi singakutsheli. Uyifostelela indaba baze bakutshele ukuthi umuntu uyopeyida.
Uyopeyida lo kodwa umntana kaNkulunkulu. And balento bakutshele ukuthi lo muntu usayibona ulento.
Bathola lapha ephakeni Oppenheim.
Bekake, brother. And uthola ukuthi omunye bathi ukuphi babenu, bathi asahambile uye le ngasekhaya khona izinto zimhlupha manje ubona
eh
ubaba usokhulu
ukalingala
inyanga leyo ayoyibona lo muntu.
Hey madod. Hey madod.
And deliverance njengabantwana bankulunkulu is when we have no fear of failures in our lives. Zizoba khona zona, brother Ray. Kepha ithemba lethu masilibeke uNkulunkulu ukuthi uyo uzosidiliva kule zinto lezi.
Ngempela.
Yeah. Ngoba manje siyazi ukuthi lezi zinto zingeza kithi, abantu bezonda benza zonke lezo zinto. But now sazi ukuthi we are protected by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes sir. Yes sir.
Sizonqoba. Ngiyabonga my brother. UNkulunkulu akubusise kakhulu my brother. Nabafowethu lapho, umfundisi wethu uJabulani nomfundisi wethu uLento ubabhadebe.
Awuzeke. Asibonge kakhulu.
Beninotisile namhlanje i-Women's Month, day last month, abantu abangene kakhulu besifakaza namhlanje abantu besifazana my brother.
Oh, I women's month this month.
Awuthi izulile ngicethe ngiphele yeah, the women's month.
Yeah,
abomama bangenile bafakaza ngempela ngedeliver.
Amen.
Loko siyabonga kakhulu.
Sibonga kakhulu.
Yeah.
Ngoba vele kuhehwa abantu besimame kakhulukazi bese bayabatshela babatshela amanga hayi le deliverance uze ne underwear yendoda yakho sizoyikhulekela senzani
enibo abavuma ngespeed ukuthi hayi ngizithola underwear ihluphi
angithi manje bafuna leyo deliverance babatshela amanga uyabona
yeah babatshela amanga yeah ngobona bathethe babelieve zonke lezi zinto
Inkosi sisize.
Ngokwethu nathi ngokwethu fana sihlale ezwini ukuthi singabhibili zonke lezi zinto.
Yeah, nemimoya nje singathathwa imimoya.
Yeah, sazi ukuthi umsebenzi we must guide ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
From such spirit sihlolisise imimoya le
brother. Ngempela.
Singangeni njena umama uzofika athi hey kule nyanga ngicela ukuthi sibe ne-R1000 sizoya lapha kuya nkonzo bathi mina singakwenza le R1000 or R500 zonke izinto zizoba yi deliverance izosuka lana kulabantu abasiloyayo
bakufaka i-R1000 wena uzobona
yeah hay
badlala ngabantu man yazi
ngiyabonga brother ngibonga nawe walwa kakhulu na phone call kusho umfundisi mambo
Hong Kong.
Kutholile manje brother.
Yeah, kutholile kakho. Hey, bebahlasela.
God bless you my brother.
Thank you so much. Much blessings to you from Yahuwah. Thank you sir.
Thank you sir. To God be the glory my brother.
All the time. The glory to Yahuwah. Thank you sir.
Thank you sir.
Awuzoge. And Lendaline says, "Thank you Pastor Ray. The nuggets shared by the people on deliverance is eye-opening." Deliverance only comes from God, she writes there. Thank you so much. We really appreciate. And people are saying that song never came to an end. What are you doing about it? I can take it a little bit more.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM. 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Taking your calls. Hello there. Okay, we seem to have lost that one. I don't know. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Clay, did you hear Clay? She really is happening, eh? You'll hear more of her here. Hello there. Hi.
Sanibonani Pastor Ray.
Yebo, gay.
Uyo ngiyaxolisa akuna phone Pastor Ray kodwa ngilalela umamkhosi Orange Farm Pastor Ray ngiyabonga siyabonga kakhulu ngedeliverance.
Mayibonga inkosi ephilayo, mayibonga.
Ngiyabonga siyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu asisize kube wuye osideliverayo kuzo zonke izimo esihlangabezana nazo.
Hayi abantu, hayi abantu, siyabonga.
Ngiyathanda Pastor Ray, ngiyalalela kakhulu.
Ah, siyakuthanda. Inkosi kubusise. Siyabonga.
Amen.
Amen. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. And let's hear what you say about this very issue of deliverance. What it is even all about. What it is even all about. We need to hear. And talk to us there. 012-333-8699. 012-334-1300. And share just as much with regards to it. All right. Tamia Tamia says, I greet you all in the name of Jesus our Savior. Amen. Tamia Dlamini here. Today, I did not go to church due to some personal reasons. Lately, I feel distracted when I'm praying. I'm losing faith. It's like my prayers aren't being answered. But I know all things are possible with God. Since I tuned on to Radio Pulpit, I'm feeling much better. Please pray for me. Thank you. Tamia, we pray that Yahuwah, Elohim, should see you through with his true presence and his Holy Spirit be upon you now and give you that blessed assurance that you are actually carried by him. May he see you through, may he carry you, and may he sustain you, and so be it. Right, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699. Lot has also written a WhatsApp to us. Remember, you can send your WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. It says, in these deliverance services, people say that our pastors, they fast when they are coming to these services. I do not know if it's biblical to go for fasting before you go to these deliverance services as a pastor. I don't know too, man. I don't know. I'm hearing it first from you, Lord. Yeah, let me go and give you that. Yo, it is shocking. It is shocking. We are talking about deliverance, what it is all about. And I trust that the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Sipo, let me bring this to you, sir. When we talk about deliverance also, you know, we are talking about him preserving us for his heavenly kingdom. Now, if you look into 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18, deliverance is, it says, and Yahuwah will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. Deliverance is when he preserves us from every evil work, every form of evil, every work of evil. When he preserves us from that, mesusa lapho, esindisa lapho, and says also, and when he preserves us for his heavenly kingdom, when he takes us out from these works of evil, cleanses us, protects us from the works of evil that are going on in the world, and keeps us safe in Christ, safe for his heavenly kingdom. That is deliverance. Sipo.
That's true indeed, Mfundisi. And it's amazing good our God, Kulungulu, to seven and then the man and sign from this. Remind me of the story of Joseph, when he told his brothers that he has dreamed some few dreams, they never understand. But God keeping him safe. Why? Because he had the deliverance in mind. So in deliverance, all in all, from this, he purpose the Kulungu Mumunda, no matter what may come in or in her way. Unkulunkulu bonakalisa amandla akhe and zonke lezi zehlakalo mfundisi ezivelelane yabantwana bakaNkulunkulu sibona isandla sikaNkulunkulu. It is because the enemy will be planning something, but God on the other hand, with his supernatural power, he has operated more than the enemy. He now may face anything. When an enemy comes in the form of a flood, our God lifts the standard against the enemy, because the enemy from this overseen guti who plan to go fangat. If what the devil is about to do in our life, thank God to Guti, Sibona Lama highlight Ugutunkulungunabe Umfumele Nafa if ever got a tandem, but because I got tandem. Meaning from this underground, we are 224.3 meters down.
Sure.
Anytime the underground can fall at any time. And how many people who died underground? When I see myself in Puma with elevator every day, I see this total deliverance.
Sure.
I don't take it lightly.
over underground on the surface and the condition are rough, whereby you see what you the leaking now at any time. This cold can, but nibone sand as kankulunkul each and every day. Umang tatabantu abamba is a school in the amangatan bebuya besha. I see God's deliverance. Umang hamba nims all dimensions of my life. I don't take some deliverance in some huge distance. Nalo kunanya and fusuguanga tinanya and guti ingondo ya miya pila manje nga shy. That's God's total deliverance. I thank God with through Christ. I'm still being delivered.
Eish. The safety, Nje. The safety. It's just amazing. Yeah. It is just amazing. Mm. Now, let's talk about the great death, Jabu. When you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10, it says, who delivered us from such a great death? And does deliver us, and in whom we trust that he will deliver us. You know, what is the great death? The eternal condemnation. And darkness that continues to tempt us to choose it. That continues to be a snare, a fouler snare, to catch us so that we die. He has delivered us from it. He is delivering us from it. He still will deliver us from it as it goes on to do what it is doing. The Father also is at work to deliver us. That is deliverance. Jau.
Yes, indeed. You know, he will deliver us, and also he is at work delivering us, you know, from every attack that the devil is throwing at us. We are to know that God's mighty hand of deliverance is upon us, you know. Sometimes I always, like, you know, discern that some people are shocked of how things are happening upon the children of God. Mm. Because maybe you find out that maybe on the other hand, it has been used by the enemy to throw attacks at us. But our response it's blazing arrows that are shot at us, but they don't touch us. They just vanish, you know, because of God's power that protects us. And those people are amazed. So the people who know our God the most are the ones who are used of the devil to really be against us, you know. So that is why you should cheer up. You know, there is even a caller who was saying they were giving methods, you know, of really, you know, that we must fast and pray and do this. People will give you all forms of strategies and seven keys to deliverance and what. You know, it's just the apparel of Saul, which is not going to fit you. But you need God, because God is mighty to save, mighty to deliver. You know, Job, you made an example about Job at first, you know, who lost everything, but God restored him. Even in chapter 5 of Job, verse 19, it says, from six troubles, he will deliver you. And the six there, we know that six is the number that when we interpret it spiritually, like we know the 666, which points to the Antichrist, the one who will actually reject Jesus, who is against Jesus. So even if the enemy attacks you in all forms, you know, all angles, but God will deliver you. He said, even in seven evil, will not touch you. So we are to know that it doesn't matter what arrows the devil throws at us, punches he throws at us, but God has guaranteed us to deliver us. We are protected. We are saved. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. 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 Give us a shout. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say. Otherwise, send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. Michelle.
My Aki, second day of the week, Maki. Second day.
Yeah.
Langa selishoni la manja. Gona Monday, my Aki.
Nazog.
You must get deliverance.
Yes,
Maki. My Aki, we need to get deliverance. Sego uti Sunday, well. The truth must be taught, Maki. Aki.
Yes, my.
Nyabonga. Jole ka ke le ka tsala ka hore the first message e ka re the topic the show batho ba tlo lahlela mantsi ba tshwahelang ba tlo participating and I thank guru ha godesh ukuthi bonke abantu bakhulumile the right ways and then I can see many people they've been delivered and
I'll come back to you, Mayaki. I'll come back to you. Let's go to Zondi. Hello, sister.
Hello, Ninjani.
All right, Kunjani.
You know, I was just listening to these things because so I was not sure about the deliverance. So now, I understand. I remember because like I have two rooms in garage, so in the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Lala Nuntana missing and my mother was I move it out, you challenge before room. Okay, in Kumbula Mina Mumuntu I used to wake up at four o'clock, then 5 o'clock we go alive and prepare before Nancy. So one day I decided to go out at 4 o'clock exactly. But I used to go out at 5 o'clock in the morning. Don't forget it's 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock is dark. But I will just go out and engine in Tatiskiam wood. But now that Sunday I decided to wake up at to go out at 4. By 5 o'clock I heard a loud sound. There was something that was banging outside my yard. Banging like yes. It was just boom, boom, wah, wah. Outside at 5 o'clock exactly. Fortunately for me, the same thing, I was busy preparing because it was standing preparing food. So, man, maybe this thing, Nami, got me deliverance because you see such a language we are good. By this time, they will set you, Nami, it's got 5 o'clock, we have Puma Lomot. But that day, I decided to go out at 4. Then at 5, it started. So, I think that one is deliverance. It was deliverance for me. I'm not sure, Pastor.
No. Deliverance comes from the Father. And it is the Father who delivers. It is Him who protects. It's Him who preserves. It is also Him who exposes the dangers. You know? We start to see, the devil was trying to do this. And he makes you, and the Father would make you aware of that so that you become cautious. And sometimes when He makes you aware of some people, you know, and also at times when He makes you aware of some happenings around you, you know, that is deliverance. It is His continuous protection over your life. You know, if we can put it simply, it is His continuous protection over your life. It is Him who protects. It's Him who preserves. It's just that people have gone on to actually deceive people about this. And to start speaking other things which are not even in the word, you know? So deliverance is from the Father, hey? It's from the Father. No superstitions. It's from the Father. Aguna vumanibo. Yabon. It's from the Father. It is the Father who delivers. It is Him who saves. It is Him who preserves. It is Him who protects. It is Him who pulls us out of the dangers. It should not be anyone who said, hey, I've prayed for you. Now we save Moyam 17. You must make sure Uguti you come and fellowship with us so that ungala shegelo ile your safety leo. You must know Muta Chela Leon to Leguta Ulo Aga 17 Lunkulungulo Pilai. Yeah.
Okay then.
Thank you so much, my dear. Blessings to you.
Okay, thank
right,
you.
Then. Bye bye. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. And I was talking to my Aki. I'll continue when phone calls are coming in, we'll continue to interject and to interrupt, but we won't cut it off at all. So we are taking that comment that went on from Michelle. We are taking it from there. Michelle.
Now my Aki will be right and... Eish, last month is in the Wazinga Hambing. Sometimes in Klagas, my Aki.
Yeah.
My Aki. Kalaguti. Sego kubiza abo Easter.
Hey.
Escripture ripai akuna Easter akuna Passover. We must deliver from speaking wrong words. My aki. Akuna Monday, akuna Tuesday.
Hey.
Akuna Wednesday, akuna Thursday laphayana. No. Akuna Friday. Kona preparation day. Kona Sabbath. And only Sabbath is holy.
Mm.
For in the Genesis chapter 2. By phone from verse 1, 2, and 3, and 4. My aki. So tibana. Ye langa le. The fourth day. I was the so slang and a corner. In course, my tantile, I know Elohim we attend. No, sometimes no good here, I must be hooked somewhere, a man figure. Sometimes I'm going to try a big trees off.
Yeah.
I miss the show, a lale up long or get a manji first day of the week. If you got anything, so Kuluman or my Aki.
Yeah.
In course, be now in my Aki and thank you for the show. Thank you for the wisdom. And Nelangale Sabbath evening. I need you, we are Columa la Payana. Hey, I'm not sure how come my I wish about you, Ebsugo by jail, go to Yangana 40. Thank you, my Aki, and oh, Elihim Abenawe and Abantana. I repeat it again. And le nang engizogcina ngalo ilizwe lithi eish my aki, you know, ngale ndlela ngibusisa ngayo angazi sometimes ngithini my aki. Telehilim
yeah
verse 15. My time are in your hand. Oh, deliver me from the hand of my enemy and from those who pierce me. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
16. Make your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your loving commitment. Shalom, my Aki.
Shalom, my Aki. Shalom.
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 Please. Ungakhohlwa lo muntu azokufonela, take care, umphathe kahle my Aki. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. And Dio, Dio says, good afternoon, Hosea 6, verses 1 to 3. And we perish because of lack of knowledge. Our deliverance is in the word of God, because the word of God is our only weapon. Going to the wrong places and not to the word keeps us in bondage. The word teaches us what we cannot, and we cannot serve two masters. We must be careful who lays hands on your head. Because others transfer spirits to you because of opening doors by going to these money-making places. This deliverance is free. Jesus paid it in full. Thanks. Hello there. Hi. Yebo uge. Ekse, me bra. Utin brawam.
Ekse, worad man.
Es doli me out.
Bulisim chablani no Dominic.
Blessings to you, my friend. Blessings to you, my friend. Ish, fit.
Yeah.
No. Moshe's card. Ish.
I think I could card.
Ah, true.
Is it the Michael Madindo Tanizong for the seeing?
Ish, my brother. Ish, my brother.
Ah, you think I'm for Susie.
Ah, true. We can see song.
Ah, stonk.
Yeah. Sisonke. Ngelilanga ungikhumbuze ngikutshela ukuthi ukuthi bongani kusho ukuthini ngesihebheru yezwa. Eh limnandi igama lakho. Ngizokutshela, ngizokutshela mngani wami. Ngizokutshela. Yeah.
Okay, good day.
Hola, hola, hola.
Hola.
Eh tada. Right, we are still taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. And Tamia says, if kunesikhathi ngicela ingoma ka Miriam Belina, One Day at a Time. Okay, here's another one. Says, Bafundisi bam, thank you so much for this topic of deliverance. My eyes are open today and I know more now. Keep up the good work. And continue to say, God delivers, protects, and preserves us. Sam Geplo say, in Port Shepston, KZN, Mthwalume. Hey! Ndawo zami ke leziyana, indawo engiyithandayo. Ujabulani uyazi ukuthi hey, sengiyatronkeka yileza indawo, ngiyithanda kakhulu. And then here's another one, says, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus' deliverance. Brother Ray, amen. Thank you so much for that. Dio says they call it spirit of husband or wife. What Dio? What are you talking about? Let me just go. Says my phone cannot do this. Okay, Dio. All right, it's okay. We have to close it here. Next week we are going to be talking about the signs of backsliding. Signs of backsliding. What kind of signs do you have to look in order to see that you're backsliding? Signs of backsliding. Okay. Unfortunately, I can't take any calls now. There are calls coming in. I'm sorry. I can't take any calls now. We are closing it here so that we can be out of here by 7. What say you, Ekinen Sipo?
We thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ that has brought our deliverance. And it is through him alone, no church, no pastor, but the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, that took all our sins and all our iniquities away. Thank you very much. Dibongza, frontline, like really good. God bless you. And thank you very much, even for your contribution. And lastly, Ellen, thank you very much, and all the listeners. Petru Chablan Dominic, now I'm rude. England Moses.
Esipho, ngiyabonga bhuti wami, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Khonze ekhaya, tshela ingane lezi ukuthi ngiyayithanda. Tshela umakoti ukuthi makoti yakuthanda uRay. Hayi kancane.
Hallelujah.
Ya, ukuthi yayinakekela ibhari yami. Yayinakekela. Ya, siyabonga kakhulu. Ya. God bless you, God bless you. Jabu, my friend, my brother.
Amen, amen. To God be all praises and glory for delivering us. Let me just close with these words from Psalm 72, verse 4.
Yes, sir.
They say, may he vindicate the afflicted of the people, save the children of the needy, and crush the oppressor. May God's hand of deliverance be upon our enemies as his children tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone oppressed by all sorts of demons and spirits, may God's hand of deliverance be upon them and they be free in the name of Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much. And Mandlengos says, good evening to you, to your station. I'm at work. I will listen tomorrow. All right. What I will do, you can always find this on podcast. And we will send it so that it can be on podcast. You can listen to this on podcast. Thank you so much. Much blessings to the King above all else, him who is glorified at all times. May he be glorified even now. His name is Yahuwah Elohim, and his Son, our Savior. May he be glorified, Yahushua Mashiach. And may he take care of you through his Holy Spirit, his Ruach. May he take care of you and keep you covered. And may he protect you and keep you safe at all times. Whatever it is that the devil has aimed at your life, it shall not prosper. For greater is he that is in you than the one that is in the world. Thank you so much. Much blessings. Thank you, Chabu. Thank you, Sipo.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, my friends.
Bye-bye.
My brother, Sipo.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Zile nengane. Bye-bye. Do have infinite. Oh, shame, man. Yes, ish. Thank you so much. And of course, for listening, for tuning in, for calling, for sending WhatsApps, for praying for us, for being patient with us. We know that you know even more than us. But you've been patient with us and praying that we march along. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for listening to this show. Thank you. This is your show. It belongs to you. You and I, we are learning together in the Father, from the Father, by His Holy Spirit. Shalom.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to. Someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.